Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
So we just talked about fire. Fire is passion, action, and fire is the spark that starts everything. But now we're moving into a very different element, because after the spark comes the feeling. Today we're going to be talking about the water placements. And if fire says let's go, water says, but how does everyone feel about that? Water represents emotional intelligence, intuition, and the inner world. Fire is the flame, the ocean, and if you've ever met someone with strong water placements, you already know. These people who can walk into a room and immediately know who's lying, who's uncomfortable, and who's about to cry. Also, who's secretly in love with someone. Just they know, not because they investigated, but because they felt it. Water placements experience life through emotion first and logic second. They don't just have feelings, they live in them, and emotions for them are not random. They're information. Water reads energy the way other people read text messages. Tone, body language, silence, and the thing you didn't say. Sometimes they know what you're feeling before you do. Water people will hear this and go, yeah, that's me. Because water energy often looks like crying easily, being deeply sentimental, saving memories and meaningful objects, becoming quiet or nonverbal when upset, getting strong gut feelings about people, needing a lot of alone time, being hypersensitive emotionally or physically, and one of the biggest things is they feel everything in the body. Water rules the unconscious. Dreams, memory, childhood wounds, emotional patterns. These are the people who remember how something felt 10 years ago. Carry emotional experiences in their body. Pick up everything that aren't being said. And water doesn't forget feelings, like, ever. Water absorbs energy, and here's where it gets interesting. Water doesn't just feel their emotions, they absorb other people's emotions too. They are emotional sponges, which means they take on other people's pain, they feel energy that isn't theirs, and they can walk into a room feeling fine and leaving heavy, and sometimes they don't even realize their feeling isn't theirs. There's three types of water energy: Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. First, we have protective water, which is Cancer. Cancer is protective water. Think about home, comfort, safety. Cancer asks, who is taken care of? Cancer energy nurtures, protects, and remembers everything. They love deeply, and they show it through care. Scorpio is deep water. And think of the ocean floor. Scorpio asks, what is the truth underneath all of this? Scorpio energy is intense, and his emotional depth wants real connection. They do not do surface level at all. Pisces is the mist, and think of dreams or the unseen. Pisces asks, how are we all connected? And Pisces energy absorbs everything, feels everything, and blurs emotional boundaries. They don't just feel emotions, they merge with them. That can be good or bad. The gift of water placements is empathy. These are the people who hold space for others, understand pain, and feel deeply, heal naturally. They're like artists, healers, intuitives, and mediums. Water understands something most people avoid. That feeling is not weakness, it's depth. The shadow of water is emotional overwhelm, lack of boundaries, absorbing other people's pain, holding on to the past, negative self-talk, withdrawing when hurt. They can become emotionally drained, stuck in sadness, and overly attached, also afraid of loss. And one of the biggest shadows is drowning in their own emotions, or they can be completely detached. In an air sign type of way, more like in a I want to feel because this is all too much for me kind of way. Talk about water and boundaries. This is the biggest lesson for water is boundaries, because without boundaries, water loses itself. They might give too much, take on too much, stay too long, or feel everything for everyone, and then wonder why they feel exhausted. Water has to learn, just because you feel something doesn't mean it's yours to carry. Water needs to release. If they don't release, it builds up, and it can turn into anxiety, depression, emotional shutdown, and unhealthy coping habits. Water needs crying, music, and alone time, and spiritual practices, because feeling is natural, but holding everything in is not. When water is evolved, it's powerful, and then when water feels deeply, without drowning, has boundaries, releases emotions instead of holding them, loves without losing themselves, and they become deeply compassionate, emotionally wise, and intuitive without being overwhelmed. They just feel everything, and they understand it. Fire is the spark that begins life. Water is the one that gives it meaning. Water is love, grief, memory, compassion, and healing. It's the depth of human experience, and without water, life would be dry and it would.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.